This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I was listening to post-game interviews the Monday morning after the Super Bowl. Actually, I'd gone to bed midway through the third quarter when it seemed to me that the Patriots were hopelessly behind 28-3. And so, I missed perhaps the greatest Super Bowl game in history. Oh well. That's why when I checked the score the next morning, I was shocked at the outcome and wanted to hear what happened. The Patriots wide receiver, Julian Edelman, was asked what kept them going. What was said in the huddle that kept them from panicking, and how did they keep on keeping on instead of giving up and then mount one of the greatest comebacks in all football history? And Edelman said they just kept doing their jobs, making the necessary adjustments, executing, doing what they had been trained to do. When the interviewer pressed him, Edelman said, "The Patriots have a saying, gotta believe." I guess you could say it's the team's mantra, gotta believe. They say it through the year, in training camp before the season starts and during the regular season. I checked it out with the online edition of Inside the NFL, and what was being said on the sidelines by the Patriots is proof that they never gave up. Julian Edelman uttered those words, gotta believe, countless times throughout and after New England's historic, improbable 25-point comeback over the Falcons. Danny Amendola, also a Patriots wide receiver, said on the sidelines, gotta believe, bro. And Edelman says, gotta believe, boys. Then after the game, head coach Bill Belichick and Edelman are celebrating, and Belichick says, they counted us out 20 times. And Edelman says, gotta believe, coach, gotta believe. Now, I believe the repeated repetition of that phrase, said with conviction, had everything to do with the Patriots' amazing come-from-behind victory. There are parallels here to the Christian faith, but with some nuance. As Christians, we too gotta believe. Just before casting out a demon from a boy whose father admitted his own faith was faltering, Jesus encouraged the man. Jesus said, "All things are possible for one who believes." You see, the disciples couldn't cast out this demon. In Matthew's version of the event, the disciples came to Jesus privately and asked, "Why couldn't we cast it out?" And Jesus told them, "Because of your little faith." And then he said, "For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." It wasn't because the disciples had no faith. After all, Jesus said they had little faith, which means that they at least had some faith. Jesus said, even a small amount of faith could move a mountain. In Mark's gospel, Jesus said, "This kind," referring to the demon-possessed boy, "this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer," implying that the more time spent fellowshipping with God would lead to more growth in faith. And when our faith is growing, God is able to do more through us. I wonder if the disciples had more faith in their method of trying to heal the boy, or perhaps more faith in their faith rather than in God. Or maybe they were comparing the amount of faith each one had with the other. "I've got more faith than he does," instead of diligently seeking God in prayer and letting faith be an outgrowth of that relationship with God. Pastor Timothy Keller said it like this: "It's not the strength of your faith, but the object of your faith that actually saves you. Strong faith in a weak branch is fatally inferior to weak faith in a strong branch." In the context of Jesus healing that boy, the mountains Jesus talked about in that episode must refer to the demon that was afflicting the boy. And Jesus told the disciples that if their faith had been stronger, they could have commanded the demon to leave the boy, and it would have been so. The question then is, how does our faith get stronger? How does it grow? How do we work out faith? And the answer Jesus gives is fellowshipping with God by spending time with Him in devotion and prayer. And that would include knowing God's ways, that is, how God works and what He expects from us, knowing Him better that way, and obeying what he tells us to do. The more we behold Jesus, the stronger our faith will be, and the more mountains we move in our lives. That's not to deny that we are involved. Paul said, I can do all things, but he concluded by saying, through Christ who strengthens me. Now back to Julian Edelman and the Patriots. The Patriots' confidence in their ability to come back was not a bit shaken by the fact that I, David Whitlock, or hundreds or even thousands of other doubters like me, gave up on them and went on to bed. What mattered was that they believed. And like them, the crowd may at times count you out, but that doesn't matter. It may be midway through the third quarter for you, and it seems that you are hopelessly behind and down for the count. That doesn't matter as long as you're in God's will. The boy's daddy in the story wanted to believe, but was weak. And he said, I want to believe, help thou my unbelief. And he placed that little amount of faith in the strong man, Jesus, and a miracle happened. Now, take what faith you have, place it in Jesus, stay with Jesus, don't give up, you got to believe, and do what Jesus tells you to do. And in due time, the mountains will move. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Come across my head.